I didn't see you there. I'm Richard Shepherd from the Richard and Steve podcast, and welcome to my all-star celebrity party. I'm going to introduce my co-host Stephen O. Parks in a second, but firstly I'd just like to introduce a few of my guests. Oh, it's Mr. Billy Connolly. Say hello, Billy.
Hello, Richard. Thanks for inviting me over here. This is great. Look at all this food. Oh, look at the booze. I gotta go. There's lots of fucking booze over there.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself, Bill. Oh, no, don't punch that woman. Typical Scotsman. A couple of beers and he starts punching women. That's absolutely horrible. Who else do we have here? It's, Austrian politician turned world dictator Adolf Hitler. Hello, Adolf. How are you feeling?
You will kiss me all as your food. I will shoot you in the face.
Oh, that Adolf.
I'm having a very lovely time. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm glad you're having a good time, Adolf. Lovely to have you here.
Yes, it is. There are no Jews here.
There are no Jews. Just orange juice, apple juice, any juice for my guests. That's perfectly
orange
all right.
Juice.
Orange juice. Yes, that's very good.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, excuse me, Adolf. I just got to talk to my other guest and your spiritual descendant, Sir Alan Sugar. Sir Alan, hi. Is my Christmas party hired or fired?
Or fired.
That was close. Absolutely. Well done. Good stuff. Oh, wait, sorry. It's tycoon, right. Mr. C. Montgomery Burns. How's my party, C. Montgomery?
Yes, your party is okay, but Smithers appears to be having his genitals inside one of the dips.
Okay, Stewie from Family Guy there. Good times. Oh, and finally, it's my non-social life partner, Stephen Leslie Parks. Stephen, how are you feeling?
I'm not too bad until I saw a Scotsman and someone who looks like Adolf Hitler having a fight in the car park.
Yeah, well, Hitler was dressed as a woman and Billy Connolly didn't realise, and it was
and he had his little dick out.
It was
and he had purple pubes.
Did we saw together this year, last year, we saw The X-Files 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which had Billy Connolly
as
a paedophile priest who had castrated himself. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
That was the weirdest film I've ever seen, right? That was mental. Yeah. All the dudes marrying the other dude and then chopping the other dude's hand off and putting a woman's hand on it.
Mm.
And the dude with three heads.
Mm.
That was mad film. Anyway, you enjoying our all-star celebrity party? Who have you spotted in the crowd?
Who's there?
Is it former leader of the ANC and suspected terrorist Nelson Mandela?
Hang on, it looks like him. He's... No.
Hello, Stephen.
Oh, hello, Nelson. How are you? How are you enjoying your Christmas party?
I'm pissed as arsehole, Stephen.
Oh. Best way to be around Christmas.
I'm going to get all rowdy and shit and punch Alicia Keys.
I think you should go and punch Alicia Keys.
I will.
You know, Adolf Hitler's out in the car park if you want to go and give a bit of a kick in the face.
Okay, he one bad boy. Me no like Adolf Hitler.
Well, thank you anyway, Nelson. But I can actually see someone else coming over here.
Oh, who is it, Steve? Tell me who it is.
If I'm not much mistaken, I thought he was dead, but it looks like Alfred Hitchcock. Hello.
Hello, Stephen.
How are you enjoying our party?
Tonight's party has been a masterpiece of the macabre and mysterious.
Okay, and you've met Richard then?
Yes, he's a delightful young man. Mm. And I'm glad to see he's emulating me in my use of suspense and mystery in his films. And you, Stephen Parks, are emulating me in my use of pastry goods and carbohydrates.
Fuck you.
No, was Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be so fucking rude then, should he?
Oh, wait a minute. He's fresh back off the oil plains.
I knew Daniel Plainview was in here somewhere.
It was JR.
Oh. You're a fuck. You know that?
Wait, no, Daniel is there. He's standing behind JR. We couldn't see him because of JR's big 10-gallon hat. Come here, Daniel. Come here.
Ah. My name is Daniel Plainview, and when I tell you I'm a canapé man, you know I'm not kidding around. I love all of the canapés you've laid out for us.
I haven't got any milk.
Sausages wrapped in bacon. I love mini pakoras. I love mozzarella sticks baked.
Baked. Always a good thing.
This is my son, HW.
Is he deaf and shit?
He's deaf and shit. and he loves your mini samosas.
I'm glad. Does he like any of our cheesy fingers?
He does.
I was wondering, perhaps maybe I could...
My name is Daniel Plainview.
Oh, you're losing it a bit towards the end there. Anyway, thank you anyway, David. Daniel, even. I get your name.
Daniel Plainview.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I would just like to thank all
of
our
guests. This is a great celebrity party, isn't it?
It is. It's like all these people we never even knew we knew.
I'm surprised how many deceased and or fictional characters have shown up. Well, what are you doing?
I'm grabbing a...
No! Oh, okay. Well, thank however, you. No party is complete without a drop of the bubbly.
Mm.
So I'm just going to open up this bad boy. We've got some 50-year-old Tattinger Reserve. Oh, hang on.
You twisted.
Sorry, I promised I wouldn't do that.
He just fucking... God, it's good we didn't hit the light shade.
It didn't spew out, though. That's the important thing. The champagne stayed in the bottle.
That has nothing to do with the fact that you just almost destroyed our very expensive lampshade up there.
Okay, here we go. It's going to pour out some of this craziness for myself, you, and producer Kate, who's in the building. And, of course, all the other... Oh, wait a minute. Who's just come in?
Oh.
It's world-famous dead woman Marie Curie. Say bonjour. Yeah, that'll do.
She is dead, after all. I mean, you can only kind of give her so much, really, to be fair.
Okay, there you go, Stephen.
Thank you.
Splash of the bubbly for you.
Listen, you can even hear it. Listen.
Listen to the bubbles. Bubbles mean troubles.
Bubbles mean troubles.
Bubbles mean... And let's drink to the Irish troubles. Let's hope they're all over soon, okay?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's come in? It's an Irishman. Hello, Irishman.
Nah, he's probably too grief-stricken with everything that's going on. Yeah. Perhaps maybe someone stole his crisps.
Maybe there's a Jamaican here as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We've filled our quota for token black people. That's why we've got Nelson Mandela.
Paul O'Grady? Can you do Paul?
Didn't have Paul O'Grady.
Okay. Well, that's party
sucks. That's a bad...
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. Cheers. Oh, that's nice, actually. Yeah, that's delicious, that is.
That's lovely.
Anyway, what a loveliness, that is.
As always, we would like to thank everyone. This is our Christmas special.
Yes, thank you. We hope you're all enjoying a Merry Yuletide period.
Not a Merry Yuletide period, because no
that's
women
enough.
Actually appreciate... Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think your period would be quite good if you were worried that you got pregnant, and you were like, where's my period? And then you
Well, like
it.
You're offering for a present. Where's my period?
Well, no, that's better than pregnancy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I would imagine so.
I don't really. I
never wear. Never if you're on. If you, cover your ears a moment, producer. Kate, if you're ever. If
and
you're,
indeed, everyone else.
Forever on the blob, right? And you forget to wear your
I
little.
Cover my
and you
ears.
Forget to wear your little cotton mouse. Never wear green knickers.
Why?
Because red and green should never be seen.
Except on
in
your
Christmas.
Christmas tree.
Yeah. You've not that I'm saying you put period on a Christmas tree, because that's wrong.
No, that would be disturbing.
Mm.
That
would... But yes, it is the time of
tangent.
Of festivities.
Tangent. Yeah, okay.
And I would just like to say, I don't know whether anyone else does this now, but when you're in a shop, do you actually say to someone now, would you actually say Merry
This
Christmas,
is an interesting question.
Christmas?
I discussed this the other day,
mm-hmm.
Because I was in Sainsbury's mm-hmm. buying some party food for this
what
crazy celebrity party.
What the hell is that?
That's a little parcel of, I think, duck meat.
What's that?
That's a spring roll.
Is it the same as that one?
I don't care.
Understood. I'll have one instead.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And the guy was quite friendly. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like, he looked at me quite a lot, which was always a bit strange. And then
it kind of happens when you're in customer service. You've got to look at the person you're serving.
Well, no, he kind of kept looking at me. So I think he thought I was pretty cool.
Cool gay. Or a cool gay.
A cool gay. There are such people around. I've never met them, but I'm sure they're around.
You're a fucker, you know that.
Thank you.
But anyway, get to your point. He was staring at you.
Try and watch the salty talk, would you, mister?
No.
Watch the salty talk. Okay. And he kind of said, oh, have you got a Nectar card? And I said, no. Have you got a car park ticket? I said, no. And he kind of, and I said, oh, Merry Christmas. And he said, have a good weekend. And I don't know if he'd been kind of instructed to say have a good weekend rather than Merry Christmas, because it's slightly less offensive to... Like people like me who might be Jewish or Muslim.
But you're neither of those.
I'm not even a Christian, for God's sake, so, you know.
Yes, yeah, so do you actually feel like hypocritical celebrating Christmas?
Not at all.
Neither do I.
Not at all, because I think Christmas has done a great job of eradicating any aspect of Christianity.
Do you know what? I would like to say...
And God bless it for that.
Because the reason I asked that question was because...
I
went into HMV today.
Okay.
And when I left, I didn't say Merry Christmas. I went into...
Wait, did you buy anything? Because when you leave a shop, you don't have to just say Merry Christmas.
No, but I did actually buy something.
What'd you get?
However, when I went into a slightly smaller shop today, when I left, I did actually feel like I should say Merry Christmas, simply because they are a smaller shop. Somewhere like HMV, you just kind of think, no, not really, because, you know.
That's probably a good point, because people at HMV, they don't really care, they just want to not work, basically.
Exactly.
They don't care, they get paid either way. Mm. And probably get shut down in the new year if the high street's profits or anything to go by. Borders are shutting down.
Really?
Or Borders, completely? Yep. Well, the one in Norwich is, I think the rest of them are going to go. Yeah, but yeah. Mm. All shut down, which is always good. I like it when bookshops get shut down.
Why? Because then people have to go to your house to get a book.
No, it's just because then a lot of...
Because you've got, like, lots of books.
A lot of academic types get a big bite of a reality sandwich, because bookshops are the most cloistered ivory tower environments that we ought to work in. And the people in there, they should get out there and, you know, do a proper job for a change, you know, like I do.
Mm.
I work at a pub.
And do you?
Yes, I do. And I declare the 10 hours that I do there every week to the tax office.
Oh, that's good.
And still receive some modicum of benefits.
At least you're not going to get raped now by the benefit
people. Who's going to rape me?
The benefit people. They do it all the time.
Rape people.
What are they doing? They're like, Merry Christmas. Up the bum and no babies.
Okay, anyway, Christmas, Father Christmas, Father Christmas, Father Christmas! I watched Scrooge the other day. That's a great movie. Albert Finney.
We had
who was the best Scrooge?
Patrick Stewart.
No, you're wrong.
What about Michael Caine?
Good, but not great.
That's all I know.
The thing about Albert Finney is he played Scrooge when he was an old man, and in flashbacks he played him when he was a young man. And because Albert Finney was a gorgeous man.
How did they
great.
Do that then? Because
it was filmed when he was middle aged, so he kind of aged up a bit to play Scrooge.
Oh, okay.
And then when you saw him in the flashbacks, he looked okay. Albert Finney always looks good. He's one of my favourite actors.
Isn't he dead though?
Finney? I don't think so. He's pretty near to it though.
You know, you were trying to figure out who it was that died.
Yeah.
It was that guy that was in that film that was filmed in Norwich.
Dean Spanley?
No, the other guy. He's an old guy.
Dean Gaffney?
No. Do you know the one with Sam Neill?
Dean Winchester.
The one with Sam Neill where they were kind of going around...
Winchester Cathedral.
You know what? Fuck you.
Cathedral City.
Fuck you in your face, you
City
crap.
Of Angels.
Anyway. But
Angel Delight.
Doesn't matter. It's gone now. It's gone. Thanks for that. Thank you. Christmas. Anyway.
Fit Christmas, Father Christmas, Father Christmas.
I need to do this. We've already done this once before.
We had a, really? Yes.
I mean, it was a rant, wasn't it? Or you talking for another 5 to 10 minutes by yourself.
It was part rant, part, I was going to do a tip.
Well, hold it.
I was going to do a tip of the hat and a wag of the finger.
There you go, you've already done it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, talking of Father Christmas, we had Father Christmas at the mansion last weekend.
That's lovely.
And we had
a good drop in public.
It is. Lovely. And we had Father Christmas there, and the guy who did it came over from Colchester, and obviously he had to have a lunch break, so one of the guys that works with us had...
What's going on?
Somebody... Oh, it's snowing again!
It's snowing again! Hooray!
Woohoo! Mm. It's snowing, it is!
Carry on.
Anyway, and the guy went on his break, so one of the guys that works with us was Father Christmas for an hour.
Didn't choose you?
No. That's because of the register, though.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Honestly, all this bureaucratic fucking red tape is ridiculous.
On a side tangent, I believe you had to turn away an appointment with a 10-year-old boy to record this podcast today. True or false? True or false? True or false?
It was true,
You and
yes.
a 10-year-old boy were going to have a play session today, correct?
No, not at all. No, you're sick. Anyway, Father Christmas, the guy did it, right? I work with him. And he actually flashed some children.
Oh, that's not cool.
He had his Father Christmas outfit on. And when he stood up and he went to walk over to his chair. Mm-hmm. His trousers got caught in his shoes, mm-hmm. and it actually pulled down his trousers, and he was stood there in front of everybody with his trousers down.
What are those?
These ones are wontons.
What are wontons?
Little crispy parcels of like sliced up meat and veg. They're really good. Try one.
What kind of meat is it,
Kate? I don't care. Just eat it.
Well, I'm not going to ask you because you could be lying to me. At least honestly, Kate wouldn't lie to me.
Just eat quickly. We've got so many celebrities queuing up at our buffet table. Oh, wait a minute. Who is it now? It's
whatever celebrity it is, I'm quite sure they're already eating.
It's so. Captain Kirk from the Starship Enterprise. Hello, Kirk. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling bad. This party is quite good.
Stop you there, because it sounds like you're having a stroke. Okay.
Leave Captain Kirk alone. Stop touching him.
It sounds like he's having a fit, man. That's ridiculous.
What are you doing?
Anyway, for Christmas, Father Christmas delineates between children by using the terms nice and naughty. I also delineate between people I've met this year by using the terms nice and naughty, mm-hmm. or by borrowing the concept of wag of the finger, tip of the hat, stolen from Stephen Colbert, to delineate my enemies and my heroes this year, my villains, my enemies this year, mm-hmm. include...
Of course, yeah, this is the end, this is the last one we're doing this
well,
year.
Well, we will be doing a...
We're doing a New Year's one.
We're doing a New Year's one in January, and I've managed to secure the talents of Mr. Matthew Stogden.
Excellent.
To talk about the best and worst films of last year and the looking forward to the year of films next year. For my viewers, listeners rather, who don't know Matthew Stogden, try and imagine...
Our listeners.
Just to give you a mental picture of Matthew Stogden, try and imagine Frank Spencer redesigned by Tim Burton.
It's funny because it's true.
It's spot on, isn't it?
Weirdos.
Anyway, villains of this year, Carphone Warehouse.
Why are they villains?
Just general bastardry. Mm-hmm. Patrick Twist.
Who's that?
Exactly. Patrick Twist. I've been going to the gym this year. I've been working out for my arm.
No.
Okay. Patrick Twist is occasionally... He goes to the same gym as me.
Who is Patrick Twist?
I'll get to that. Okay. He's a guy who goes to the same gym as me. And in the changing rooms, as he's getting changed after his workout...
Does he ever see you naked?
Well, probably, but...
Do you ever see him naked?
It's not all good luck for Patrick Twist. Because what also happens is he talks under his breath, and he sings under his breath, and it's really creepy. And if you're listening to this, Patrick Twist, stop it.
What does he say?
Well, this is the thing. Do you remember that Family Guy episode with Chubert, you know, the paedophile character?
Mm-hmm.
And he sings under his breath to The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. Exactly. And this is what Patrick Twist does as he's getting shaved. He hums under his breath. No. Patrick Twist doesn't do that. That's not the Twist way.
Will you get your hands off my knee?
Probably not.
You're talking about creepy dudes. This is pretty creepy to me. It is. And it's even creepier that every time you're putting your hands down...
Twist hums under his breath.
Okay. That's not humming, though, is it?
No, he bars under his breath.
Whilst he's naked.
As he's getting changed. And I don't know if this is like some extreme reaction to
being
like being naked and nervous around other dudes. And if you're naked next to me, you will be nervous.
Yeah, because you are all hands.
yeah. Hans Christian Andersen.
No.
That didn't mean
I meant anything. Touching up and raping.
Actually, Hans Christian Andersen's a homosexual, so you probably got the wrong connotation from that. But no, he'll hum under his breath. And then, you know how I know his name is Patrick Twist? Because he was getting changed next to me one day.
Does he do what you do and just go, Patrick Twist?
Kind of. No, he was humming under his breath the other day. Pulls on trousers. Does up his shirt. Puts on his tie. And my name is Patrick Twist.
You know, I've got these visions of him walking out. You're kind of looking at him and then going... I like that. My name is Richard Shepherd.
It's a great way to creep people out if you ever want to do that. Just follow them around, just humming that. And walk up and go, and my name is Richard Shepherd.
Doesn't really kind of go with your name, though.
But Patrick,
you do it with mine.
Stop freaking me out.
And my name
it is
Stephen.
Really creepy. And when he's not singing under his breath, he's just mumbling to himself. It's like, Yeah, put my trousers on now.
Maybe he's actually on a wire. Perhaps maybe he's trying to catch pedos in.
Yeah, it's a trap. So I'm just, it's entrapment.
I'm just standing here with my penis out on show for a little bit longer than I should. Exactly. No one's looking. Okay. And I might swing it about a bit, make it slapping sounds.
Well, yeah, exactly. Also, problem with Patrick Twist, he works out and he's in good shape. Actually, not bad shape.
Has he got a small penis?
No, he's got a big fat ass.
Have you seen his penis?
And he wears these like cheapo.
Answer that question.
I haven't seen his penis.
Oh.
Next time, I'll take my camera phone. We'll work it out.
That would be good if you could do that. Excuse
just
me.
Just so doing my
you
name
creep
is Patrick
me
Twist.
Out. Now I'm going to creep you.
There you
out.
Go.
That one's a keeper.
Certainly. But, no, where was I? Oh, yeah, he's got a big fat ass. And he wears these cheapo Primark, like, polyester blend trousers.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's bending over to, like, pull up his trousers...
It goes shiny.
Yeah, it goes shiny. It's like two globulous, big, black globes. It's black. Ridiculous. No, he's a honky. He's a cracker.
You almost said the N-word then.
I almost said Negro. I wouldn't go further than that.
Ow! I need to tell you something.
Before you die, quickly, tell me.
You were talking about the N-word.
Okay. It's okay, Steve. Is there a doctor? Oh, wait a minute. It's Dr. Gregory House from the TV series House MD.
He's not actually the doctor anymore, is he?
Yes. I'm a
He's
brilliant.
Been fired, hasn't he?
I'm a brilliant genius. And
oh, is he bad
I'm.
Now?
I'm listen, this man is. He's choking
cool,
on
crikey!
Something.
That's basically what he's going to do.
I can't do House. You okay?
Yeah. I was on the train when I was coming into Norwich. When was last? I forgot to tell you, actually. I know with these two chavs. And they were sitting behind me having a chat about the week. I can't remember what it was.
Do you want to take a minute?
And wait a minute. Hang on.
So I got some shout outs to do. I can do
wait,
that
no,
now.
We can do that. Wait,
you,
no, I'm fine.
Chill.
And there was two of them chatting, and one of them turned around and said, are you going to be shagging Chantel tonight? And he went, nah, mate, I'm not going to shag her at all, excuse me. And he went, why not? He said, because she's acting a right retard. And he turned around, and this kid, right, this guy turned around and went, you can't say that. He went, what? You can't say retard. He said, that's like calling a nigger the N-word.
Oh, that's
I was
not
like,
cool.
What the fuck? Makes you proud to be fucking British, that, doesn't it?
That's not cool. And that brings us on to a shout-out we have to do for Chantel.
Chantel? Who's Chantel?
Chantel, Alicia Deternant. I put on my Facebook the other day, if anybody has any shout-outs they want us to do, we'll read them out on our Christmas special.
Oh, no.
It's the one at the bottom. You have to read it out because it's got swearing in. So,
which one?
Stephen, second line up from the bottom on the screen.
That one there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Chantel Alicia Deternant in Oxford. The inventor of the apostrophe. So
she's the inventor of the apostrophe.
It's good to have her write in.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Can
is this someone that you just made up?
I use one every day. No, we've got a couple of shout outs from people.
Okay, fine. Isn't it like we've got any? All right, fine. Right, Chantel says, tell my customers to stop being posh cunts.
Oh.
Cunts is spelt wrong.
I think that's because she didn't really want to say.
Okay. stop being posh. I must apologise right now, Kate.
King Knuts.
King Knuts. Knuts.
No, you can say it again now. You've already said it once. Why bother censoring yourself now?
Fine. Tell my customers to stop being posh c**ts and giving their kids stupid names. And no, we can't custom paint and fire something in half an hour. Feck off.
Well, that's a lovely festive message from Chantel Alicia Deternant there.
Mm.
Very good. Okay, I like
it. Is she real?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, Chantel.
Hello.
She listens to this,
Yeah, big up yourself. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, she's a great girl. She's very,
I've had these visions of Kate just getting that ham.
Yeah, just producer Kate getting hammered here. We've got another one above that from Miss Nena Aniseed, who's a regular listener, written in before. Steve, do you want to read that shout-out out,
yes,
please?
Yes, Nena says, no drinking and driving, and the hatred of X Factor Christmas
singles. So
that's
stuff she wants us to mention.
Okay.
So, don't drink and drive, Dad. Seriously.
Yeah, don't drink and drive,
what the hell?
You'll spill your drink.
Yeah, exactly, man.
And the hatred
although,
of X Factor
although,
I've got to
say,
Christmas
he
singles.
Does drive better when he's had a few. So.
Good. Better, if anything.
Okay.
and the hatred of X Factor Christmas singles. What's she saying? She hates them, or
I have no real feeling about
neither
that.
Do I, because I don't either actually way. Like X Factor.
So, okay, so. But Nana's upset about that. So okay. God bless her.
And
Merry Christmas, Nana.
That last podcast made me feel sick. By the way, why? What did we do last one?
Well, last
I get so
Christmas.
Confused.
We got one more shout out to do. We'll do that later. Last podcast, you may remember, we did broken testicle news.
Ah, yes. The old eggs suspended
Richard
in...
Shepherd has scoured the globe to bring you more testicle
awful.
Injury news.
Great.
It's like describe to me what happened at the end of the film 28 weeks later.
At the end?
Yeah, the very end.
Well, everyone's in France and the zombie thing, or the infected, are running through the streets of Paris.
Exactly. An infection that starts in England spreads out to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Broken testicle news. Last
started
month,
in England.
It was all in England. This month it's gone effing global.
Effing global.
Effing global. I bring to you this news from China, from Sentul,
okay,
province
of
Sentul.
This is freaking me out.
Where police are on the lookout for a suspect in his late 30s who injured a Chinese national in the scrotum on Sunday. Sentul District CID Chief DSP Lim San Aik said the victim had lodged a report 2 days after the incident occurred and police have identified the suspect. Oh my, this is weird, man. I can't read the rest of the sentence. Can you put word wrap on this bad boy?
Word wrap?
Yeah, it should be on format. Look under format.
Format?
Oh, no. In a view? Oh, this is weak, dude. Wrap the window. Good lad. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you. I never actually knew how to do that.
Okay, so Lim San Aik. He said, "We are still not sure how the suspect managed to cause such a severe injury by only using his hand."
What?
Well, this guy, the 38-year-old foot reflexologist, was rushed to hospital on Sunday morning when he bled non-stop from a wound in his scrotum.
Wow.
The incident occurred at 10 a.m. when the victim had no argument with his countryman cum housemate. That's a weird designation.
What,
isn't
cum
it?
Housemate?
No, countryman cum housemate. So it's a housemate, but we have to point out it's a guy who lives in the same country as him. Well, they argued over his girlfriend, who supposedly stayed too long in the toilet.
Doing what, I might ask?
So his girlfriend's in the toilet, and these two guys are arguing outside, and apparently one of them just kind of reached out and grabbed the other guy's balls.
Maybe it would come onto him.
Pulled down and ripped, and the guy needs 20 stitches, and was hospitalised. I'm just saying.
Who does that?
The Chinese, apparently.
I'm going to rip off your... No.
No.
Ball sack.
Ball sack.
The thing is, though, I'm not being funny, but they are quite... You know, there's quite a lot of flesh there, I would imagine. I mean, for someone to actually have the power to pull
it... Oh, yeah, I mean,
and
your
Chinese
average...
Chinese people usually have long nails.
Your
so
average
probably...
Chinese ball sack is like a leather purse, basically. That's the best way of thinking about it.
A wrinkly leather purse.
Exactly. Oh, wait a minute. We've got an expert in the matter in the party. Coming up, it's Chinese entrepreneur / immortal sorcerer warlord David Lopan. Hello, David. How are you feeling? Enjoying the party?
You're David Lopan.
I am David Lopan. Ask me what I want for Christmas, Mr. Button.
What would you like for Christmas?
Girl with the green eye. What the girl with the green eye, Mr. Button?
Oh, you hit me on the head with your freaky ass...
Go away, David Lopan.
Oh, wheel him off.
You insane... Chinese immortal sorcerer / warlord. You crazy man. So China has got a testicle injury fever.
Mm.
Also...
It would go all the way over to China, wouldn't it?
Okay, excuse South me. Africa, where a dude called Kwame Weo...
Kwame? Wasn't he the guy that was in The American Apprentice?
No, he was in The English Apprentice, wasn't he?
No, the second one. He was a black guy.
Wasn't the winner?
He was in the first series of The American of it.
That's
American
such an obscure reference, nobody cares.
Okay.
Kwame Weo Achepmompong.
Okay.
Has found himself in the grips of the law after pouncing on his tenant and chewing part of his scrotum. Oh, man. So he didn't just reach for his balls, he chewed on part of his scrotum.
Ow. You say chew? There's quite a difference between oh, no, yeah.
Bearing his teeth like a vampire hungry for blood. Well, you're not really going to get blood out of a scrotum. You're kind of going for a different liquid there, aren't you? Kwame Weo, 45,
how long you got a bite from?
Went straight for the genitals of 37-year-old Sani Suli, a tenant in his house, and took a ginormous bite.
Are these people all naked?
Tearing off.
Let's be fair, if someone tried biting my crotch, how the hell would they get through my jeans?
Exactly.
That doesn't give you license to try.
Okay, Mr. Suli said... Mr. Sooley said, as I speak to you, I feel serious pain in my abdomen and I am very weak. Serious pain in your abdomen?
You must be weak if you let some dude rip off his balls with his teeth.
Bite through his balls, dear. Bite through his balls. He told the police that he slapped Mr. Sooley's son, and then because the boy crossed his path while he bit Mr. Sooley's balls in defence, because Sooley attacked him and held him by the neck. So he's holding this guy by the neck, like so.
Right.
And then bit through his scrotum, so like so.
So he had his hand, and then he was like that.
Yeah.
That's all a little bit homoerotic, isn't it?
These are weird countries, man. This is horrible, man.
According to Sully, around 8 p.m, it says there, that in 8 p.m. in the night, he asked his 9-year-old son to remove his school uniform from the drying line in the rear.
Speed it up.
But before he could do that, he had to step on a little wall that served to break the rainwater in the house.
Okay.
He narrated that just as his son stepped onto the wall, the landlord came from nowhere. Dirty bastard, and gave him a hefty slap for standing on his wall. This action by the landlord infuriated me so much that I immediately confronted him to why he should slap such a little boy. Of course, if the boy was bigger, it wouldn't be much of a problem. Adding that before he could say Jack, the landlord grabbed his balls, in inverted comma, and took a mighty bite. He disclosed that the landlord had said that he was going to kill him.
That's a weird way to try and kill somebody, isn't it?
What, biting off their balls?
If you're going to start at their balls and work upwards, you could probably do it. But...
It says, I felt...
No, you have to do a South African accent. Sorry.
I can't do a South African accent.
I feel terrible pain and I just scream for help.
Neither can you, from the sounds of that.
I was wearing PE shorts and everything turned bloody.
Who wears PE shorts? You know what? I can obviously see a pattern here, right? Everyone that's ever had some kind of testicle injury has been in shorts or boxers.
Or stark
bollock
naked. Leaving everything out on display for a potential attacker. So, yeah, I mean, basically, we're going to make ball attack news a regular part
thing.
Of the podcast.
Absolutely.
What I want from you, Steve.
What do you want from me? Are you going to have that last sausage?
No, you go for it, mate.
Okay.
What I want from you is to, because get out your little box of tricks and write a jingle or a trailer for ball news, for ball injury news for next podcast. Can you do that?
Like a news thing?
Yeah. Why not just like a, just to introduce specifically ball injury news. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Will you promise me you'll do that for the next podcast?
I'll do it for the next one, yeah.
Which will be the review of the year 2009, guest starring Matthew Stockton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to look forward to that.
Be good.
Go crazy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ball injury news, then. Okay, so...
We're going to have a proper newsreader.
We are going to have a proper newsreader.
Richard Shepherd.
Okay, so... anything else you want to say about Christmas before we wrap it up, my boy?
Wrap it up. That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm. Have you done any Christmas shopping?
Stop rubbing me!
I have a few bits left to go.
Yeah.
But I've almost all done.
We haven't actually chatted about Christmas at all. Have you noticed that?
What are we talking about? You know.
Do you know what I think?
Testicles and Patrick Twist.
There isn't any other and Patrick Twist's testicles. I have this vision. Yeah, I have this
actually,
vision
can,
that you
can,
might
can
have to
say,
bite off his testicles.
Next month, I will be updating on Patrick Twist news as well, as well as ball injury news and Patrick Twist news. We'll have them both, and Matthew Stockton.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the three all might come together somehow. Matthew Stockton is going to injure Patrick Twist balls.
I think you should.
In 2010.
Yeah, that's weird. Have you noticed there isn't any other religion that gets the world so happy, is there really? At least once every year.
Well, I don't know, man. What about the annual celebrations at the River Delhi when the...
Can we celebrate that, though?
Diwali, man.
No, we don't.
Diwali.
What I'm saying is there's nothing more universally, like, bringing supposedly to bringing people together for peace than Christmas.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you've got a lot of the things lumped in with Christmas. You've got Hanukkah, you've got Kwanzaa,
yeah, but what
Diwali.
I'm saying is it's not... You won't ever see an advert on the television for Hanukkah, will you? They'll be like, and get some beers this Hanukkah!
Which is weird, considering the Jews own the world's news media.
Mm.
And I think that's a good thing. Get Jews, if you're listening.
It's run by Jews and queers.
Can we have... And queers, we got queers. We got your queer sorted. Stephen Park is a homosexual.
I am a practicing homosexual. Still
now is the time to spend time with your loved ones and family. Where
mm-hmm.
is your boyfriend?
He's in Germany.
Okay. Well, that's fine too.
You're a bastard. You know that. Yeah, well, I'm going to have
gonna
four
be all
Christmases
on your Jack
year.
Jones for Christmas.
No, I'm not. He's coming over next Tuesday, you dick. And you know that works because your name is Dick.
Very
true. There was a reason for that. Your mum thought, yeah, he's going to be a bit of a dick when he's older. Let's call him Richard. That way you won't get offended if someone actually calls him Dick, because he'll probably hear the word dick quite a bit, because he is a dick.
And on that tangent, can I just wish my family a very happy Christmas? I'm coming here for Christmas this year. So
poor
bastards.
So
I'll see you all soon. Well done, well done. You got me. Big love to everybody at the King Edward VII on Elsham Road.
Big love to everybody at the Christchurch Mansion and indeed the Ipswich Museum in Ipswich.
Absolutely. Big love to everybody at www.simonjames.co.uk, at www.theredrighthandatyourservice.com. I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I also need to just make some... I need to say something.
Oh, and I did my naughty list. My nice list. You.
Oh, excellent. Thank
you.
For
being my best buddy this year.
Aww.
Give us a cuddle.
You're trying to kiss me.
Big soft bastard. Don Draper.
Don't know who that is.
He's on my good list.
Who's Don Draper?
Don Draper is my main man.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to check that out.
Stephen Colbert. Go to www.colbert-nation.com.
Is that Colbert?
Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T. Donate money to the American speed skating team. Mm-hmm. Don't be an asshole.
You know, I was actually stopped in the street. You're talking about charities. I was actually stopped in the street by cancer researchers the other day, and they said, "Can you spare a few moments for cancer research?" And I said, "Yeah, okay. We won't get much done."
That's good. I don't really have a scientific background, but
a couple of minutes.
That's probably why there's no cure for cancer. Instead of recruiting scientists, they're clip asking
bored muggers.
Yeah.
And they kind of walk up to you and they go, "Give us £5 a month, and kids won't get hurt." So some kind of protection racket.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible, man. They show you a picture of like an African kid, say, "This kid's going to die unless you give us some money." Go,
oh, okay. Well. You know, that advert you see on the television with all the celebrities when they kind of go, every minute a child dies, like that, and they're clicking their fingers. I can't help but think, stop clicking your fingers.
Oh, speaking of celebrities, it's James Bond himself, Mr. Roger Moore. Oh, hello, Stephen. What a lovely party.
Actually, that is quite an impressive...
I'm Roger Moore.
The eyebrow and everything.
Can you get me a vodka martini? Shaken, not stirred.
I just...
What?
Went for the gusto and...
Go away, Roger!
Decided to go for the...
spring roll.
Spring roll. That actually tastes like the lemon water that you rub your fingers in.
I thought you liked that earlier.
No, I don't like it. I'm simply telling you that's what it tastes like. They're awful.
You're an idiot.
Yes, I am.
By the way, thank you to Sainsbury's for supplying the food for this Christmas party.
Mm.
It's about time they got somebody decent instead of Jamie Oliver to kind of represent them. Screw you, Oliver, if you're listening.
Mm.
I hate you.
Fuck you.
You're a dick.
What kind of a douchebag burns his cock?
He did what?
Did you read about that?
What?
For Valentine's Day.
Wait, is this part of ball injury theatre?
No, it's his penis, not his balls.
Okay.
I hate that word, penis.
It's so clinical.
It's so clinical, isn't it? It almost sounds worse than cock.
Okay, so what's your preferred alternative? Tallywhacker?
No, Roger? Cock or knob. Well, basically, it was like for Valentine's Day, and you know he's known as the Naked Chef.
Don't
quite know why, because he's never been naked when he's been on telly. But he actually decided to actually cook and serve some food naked to his wife. Well, when he went and when he got the food out of the
oven, I've seen his wife. She's not worth it.
He actually burnt.
She used to be a model, you know, his wife.
A model of what?
Ironmongery, apparently.
Let's put this bad boy on.
Cool. What is it?
The heating.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. It is a bit cold. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. Who's this?
What?
It's
why won't these people
it's another celebrity. It's Popeye.
I can't believe you're getting me to do this.
Hello, Popeye. I'm going to have to ask you to put your pipe out. This is a non-smoking environment.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe you're going to get a pipe out.
Listen, don't kick off, mate. This is a non-smoking environment.
Why are you going to punch you in the face?
Right, okay, you're a dead man.
Oh, yeah, you want to go...
Come on, then! Oh, God. Oh, wow, I'm being beaten
whoa, 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 whoa.
Up by
were
Popeye.
Were you just being punched up by some guy with really big tumorous arms?
Yeah, man, let's end this podcast, man. I'm bleeding.
From the anus, from the look of that.
From every orifice.
He didn't grab your testicles, did he?
He did not. Ball Injury Theatre will be back next month.
Next month.
Along with Patrick Twist News.
Patrick Twist News.
And yes, the...
Are we going to sing a little song on the way out?
We are indeed. We're going to sing It's Marley and Marley from the Muppet Christmas Carol.
We done that last year. And it wasn't funny then, so it's not really going to be funny now.
The words are simple, you just have to say, we're Marley and Marley.
Ooh. Yeah, no, it's not great, is it?
Well, you suggest a better song that we can sing.
Peace on Earth?
I don't really know all the words.
Neither do I.
Oh, we got one last shout out to do, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Forget all them poor shout
outs. Actually, no, we had two. I've forgotten the other one. What did you do? Where is the piece of word?
Oh, there it is.
It's from Miss Sally White.
Oh, Miss Sally White, the lady who never actually listens to our podcast, so she'll never know if we actually did it.
Oh, no, the other guy, the other shout-out was from Mr. Rick Gray, who, I know, I didn't get time to put it on the monitor, but he said 95% sale off at Gray's Emporium. You just have to break in and take what you want. But cool. Sally White, cool. Sally White, what's she going on about now?
Sally White says...
Sally White.
Yep, I would like a mention, Ta. That way I may actually listen to one.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool.
What a bastard.
She's such a bitch.
She's such a bitch. Mm. Anyway, she's one of these people that will never be happy in her entire life.
Well, there's a good festive message to end it on.
The merry fucking
Sally
Christmas.
White will die alone.
I never said that.
Oh, okay, she'll die unhappy.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
But not alone. Okay. You know, I just need to say one thing before we leave.
Well, no, so does a rape murder victim. Doesn't die alone, but they die unhappy.
Do you know what? You know, apparently, 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape. There's a statistic for you.
Jesus.
You know, I just want to say something. You know, apparently a man, this is before we go, apparently a man thinks about sex every 7 seconds, which kind of makes talking to your dad a bit creepy, doesn't it?
Particularly your dad.
Your dad just acts on it. Just does it.
He's drunk and rowdy most of the time. What do you expect? Wrap it up, Steve.
Okay. Well... We would like.
This has been a disaster.
We would like to thank everyone for listening to our podcast for 2 years now.
Three.
Is it 3 years?
Yep.
Fuck me.
Well, it's about 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 is what it was. And we'd like to thank you all, and we hope you all have a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you all get what you want. If not, tough fucking shit.
Exactly. And we drink to you.
And we drink to everyone. It's mainly an excuse.
You sons of East Anglia, you kings of Norfolk.
You lovelies of the world.
Particularly all the ladies out there in podcast land.
And all the men.
Yeah, we cover all
out
the bases.
We do, yeah.
We do.
All
so.
Of them.
And here's to you, Stephen Leslie Parks.
And here, and that's another thing. My name is Leslie, not Lesley, which you keep putting on our...
Yeah, nobody cares.
Fuck you. I drink to you, Richard yes. Dick Shepherd.
When I found you in that orphanage for mentally disabled children all those years ago and dragged you out of there and turned you into a proper boy, I never thought we'd end up
he
still
raped
be
me.
Doing this.
Yeah.
That was a power thing more than a sex
thing. But anyway,
on that bombshell,
I'd like to wish you all a very
Merry Christmas. And remember, if you've got to run, run from home.
And remember, a dog is not just for Christmas, it's for life. So bear that in mind at your next office Christmas party.
We do it all for the love of an orchestra.
We do.
If you got to run from home. If you got to run from home. If you got to run from home. If you got to run. Give me the love of an orchestra. So now in my deepest sorrow, there's no need for despair. I'm carrying all the love of an orchestra. Give me the love of an orchestra. Give me the love of an orchestra. Give me the love.
If you got